relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
He may have been born in Britain, but now his heart is America's. It's your favorite legal immigrant, President Trump's former strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
So I have spoken to New Yorkers from all across this state, and it doesn't matter whether you're middle income, you're from upstate, downstate, you're getting hit with new tax hikes now. It hurt about the public safety and cashless bail. So after talking to New Yorkers who feel like this is a last stand, a last great opportunity to save New York, and the fact that to save our state, Andrew Cuomo's got to go, I'm announcing here this morning on your show that I'm running for governor of New York in 2022, and we are going to win this race. I'm all in. We are all in. Losing is not an option, and we have to turn things around.
So excited for our good friend, combat veteran, congressman for the 1st Congressional District of New York. He was on the show earlier today, Lee Zeldin. He's running against Andy Cuomo to save the state of New York. If you want to listen to that interview, you know what you have to do. You may subscribe to the podcast. It's free. Check out our YouTube channel. You can hear the interview, all of our segments, best monologues. Just look for America First, Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe, hit the notifications bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. And just in case, because you've got to have a plan B. And they just don't respect the First Amendment. Also, subscribe to our Rumble channel, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Good news from Iowa. Good news from Idaho. Iowa's governor says that she is taking executive action against vaccine passports. Idaho becomes the fourth state to ban vaccine passports. It's happening, guys. Keep the pressure on, and we will get our freedoms back. Okay. Here to be filed under the Beyond the Believable is a report jointly from the Washington Free Beacon and The Blaze. I'm reading from Sarah Taylor of The Blaze. By the way, what happened to the Colorado shooter? What happened to that story? The man who was called Alyssa. Oh, you mean the Muslim from Syria, whose name is actually Al-Issa. Where is that story? What about 6 days ago, Billy Evans, U.S. Capitol Police officer, murdered on Good Friday? Here's your latest update. The individual who killed him before he was put down like a rabid dog was a member of the Nation of Islam, somebody called Noah Green. Have the Nation of Islam disowned him? Have they said he's not a member? Au contraire. We're going to give you the incredible statement from Louis Farrakhan's organization after we talk to a man who's going to give us an update on what is really going on in Georgia. This individual is a... Last time I saw him was in the Oval Office. Is that correct? John Fredericks, are you there?
I'm with the one and only, the one and great Seb Gorka. What an honor it is to be on your show, Seb. You're doing God's work, I got to tell you. And yes, the last time we saw each other was at the Oval Office with the president sitting right there in front of him.
Hang on. You got to clarify that. Which president?
President Trump.
Thank you. I didn't want anybody to be confused.
45. And he brought in a handful of his most trusted inner circle people in media that have been with him from the beginning. And, of course, you serve with him. And it was a very intimate meeting. We had those, I think, three times with him, Seb.
It was a fabulous meeting, and he gave us a background. It was very apt. I remember the topic now for the one that where you and I were there. It was conservative radio host, and he gave us an off-the-record. Sometimes he slipped onto on-the-record background. We got briefed by the president. Can you believe this? On the situation on the border, sitting there on the sofa, on the couch in the Oval Office, and that's where I saw you last. He's John Fredericks. Follow him, JF Radio Show. He's a radio host and TV host who's outside the beltway, which is a good thing. John, I have to get you on the show because I've got the best producer out there, and he's been listening to you saying this is the one guy who understands what is going on in Georgia. Can you tell us the truth about this new bill and the significance of what's happening as a consequence?
Yes. Number one, Seth, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Is this bill perfect? Could it have been better? Yes. Is it a good bill that will get the job done? Absolutely. Here's the one question to ask. If this bill, which was just passed 2 weeks ago, if it was enacted in 2019, the question is, would it have had affected the result in Georgia?
And?
If this bill had passed in 2019, here's the answer. President Trump wins in a landslide, those 16 electoral votes, and David Perdue beats John Ossoff on the first ballot, and he's in the U.S. Senate. That's what would have happened if this bill passed.
Explain to us, John, what it protects and what are the issues it has now solidified that we should see across the nation?
There's four major things, Seb, with this bill that should be a blueprint. Now, some states have it, but those that don't. Number one is you cannot get an absentee ballot without an identification number, either your driver's license or a state-issued ID. If that ID that does not match what's on your application and the address, you simply cannot get a ballot through the mail, period.
So number one, it makes sure that only real voters get a ballot. That sounds like a pretty reasonable thing.
It's very reasonable. I mean, Seth, you have to show an ID to get a pack of cigarettes. You've got to show an ID to get on a Greyhound bus. You've got to show an ID to do anything. To come in our studio, you got to have an ID. Right? You have an ID for everything. And they made the IDs free, so if you don't have an ID, you can get one free. So that's number one. You have to submit an ID number. That ballot has to match it. Otherwise, it's rejected. You can't have it. Second thing, and this is big, drop boxes and ballot harvesting. Gone. People say, oh, it didn't get rid of the drop boxes. Yes, it did, in theory, because they put the drop boxes only in the early voting locations.
Yeah.
Secured. So you have to, if you want to put it in a drop box instead of handing it to the clerk, fine, you still have to go in there, and you can either hand it to the clerk or put it in a box. But you can't harvest votes the way it was done. You can't get these without any chain of custody the way it was done. So that's gone. The drop boxes become not drop boxes, but simply a place to put your ballot in lieu of handing it to a clerk because you're afraid of COVID-19 or whatever it might be.
Right.
That's the second thing, isn't it? Third thing, equally as big, number three, is that in Georgia, they expanded the times that you can vote, early voting. They expanded it on the weekend, so you have a month, you have that. But here's what they did. You cannot apply for an absentee ballot after 11 days prior. So as soon as you hit 11 days, your application is rejected. You're going to have to go vote on game day, where you have to show your ID, prove that you're there. Here's the other thing it did. This is also big. You can't you can't vote in Georgia on election day in another precinct. You have to go to your precinct.
Such racism. You can't vote where you shouldn't be voting?
Unbelievable. Except they did a provision. Except if it's after 5 p.m. and you're caught in traffic, you can put in a provisional ballot. But if it's 2 p.m. or 10 a.m., you simply can't do it because you have to vote in your precinct like everybody has done forever. So these are just some of the key. I mean, I could go on. It's a 98-page bill. But the fact of the matter is it's the blueprint for states going forward to get rid of the level of voter fraud that we
That's fascinating. So you think this is good enough to be the blueprint?
Yes. Look, it doesn't eliminate machines. They tried to do that, and that couldn't get out of committee. They spent $110 million on them. But look, everybody's aware now of what is some of the irregularities.
We've had that alarm call. We've had that Sputnik moment. John Fredericks of WJFN and WMLB. We go to the people who have the answers. And he's just given them to you. We have a blueprint for election integrity, and it is not HR1. Follow him now, JF Radio Show on Twitter. Thank you, John. Hope to see you back in the Oval Office after 2024. This is America First. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I chose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/GORKA. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA. expressvpn.com/GORKA to protect your data today.
Quoting the ridiculousness of the Republicans in the Congress. The fact is that we're on a good path at the border under leadership of President Biden. It's about three things. It's about restructuring how we do what is happening there because we were in a very bad situation under the Trump administration.
I really don't want to be angry right now. But that harridan, Nancy Pelosi, if you don't know the word, look it up, because it's a perfect descriptor of who she is. That harridan, that Marie Antoinette of $100 per gallon ice cream, she's evil. That statement is proof that, I rarely use this word, but that was evil. To say everything's great in the border region, and the trouble was the Trump administration. Children are being abused now. Now. Not just by the traffickers that rape and sexually assault the children and the young girls. In the facilities where the Democrat administration is housing them cheek by jowl in conditions that a fire marshal shouldn't allow, let alone an epidemiologist. There is no excuse for that statement, Nancy Pelosi. Let's listen to somebody who actually speaks the truth. This is Minority Whip Steve Scalise again with his telling of the situation on the border, cut three.
But you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Again, the Remain in Mexico policy was working. You know, maybe just because Donald Trump came up with it, Joe Biden can call it his own idea and then redo what President Trump did that was working with Mexico. Mexico was not only defending our southern border, they were defending their own southern border and paying for it. And it was stopping that flow of migrants. They can't even handle this surge that's coming across our border. They're taking over military bases, the Dallas Convention Center, all of them are getting overrun. Right. And the people on the ground are telling you they can't control it. It's got to stop. Joe Biden needs to reverse this deadly, devastating policy.
It's not a crisis anymore. It is a disaster. Thank you, Steve Scalise. Let's get Steve back on the show, Mr. G. From 30,000 to 170 illegals in 1 month, and the only thing that changed is who's the president. Okay, I promised you the latest breaking on the murder of Officer Billy Evans last week on Good Friday in Washington, D.C., rammed in his vehicle by Noah Green of the Nation of Islam. From the Washington Free Beacon, the Nation of Islam has made a statement. This is Louis Farrakhan's radical, black supremacist, anti-Semitic organization that say they are, quote, investigating what caused Green, who they call a brother with such great potential. Yes, this cop killer is called in the statement a brother with such great potential to stage the assault on the Capitol Police. In a statement, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan stated, I am sure had Green been blessed to come through the crisis that he was going through, he would have been a star in the mission of the resurrection of our people. Wow, isn't that creepy? He kills a cop on Good Friday, and you talk about him being a star? We need to know what happened to our brother. The group added that it was looking into what could have caused Green to snap, including mental illness, depression, Green's own claims that his food was being poisoned, and that he was under mind control. You don't have to look into those claims. He's under mind control, all right? Mind control by black supremacist, extremist, anti-Semitic organization called the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam also described the attacker as a man who had struggled in his early life, but overcame much as a student to graduate with his degree in finance. The group added that 25-year-old Noah Green had a wonderful, noble idea to help black and brown people through his knowledge of finance. Was that before or after he was killing police officers? And they added that they will determine what caused Green to take a turn like this. We are saddened by the loss of this brother with such great potential. Potential to do what? Kill more police officers? The Nation of Islam is an extremist organization, and that's why Noah Green was a part of it. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Michelle in Delaware, line one. Welcome to America First, Michelle.
Hi, this is my first time calling, but I've been listening to you for a really long time. I love your show.
Thank you.
President Trump was so great at doing what he actually said he was going to do. How do we hold the feet to the GOP's fire in the Senate and the House to do what they say they're going to do when they're campaigning? Because it doesn't seem like people remember from the whole 6 years that they're in there in the Senate.
What do you think? There's only one real answer. What do you think?
Well, you can vote them out, but...
That's it. You got it. You nailed it, Michelle. The only thing they care about is not being reelected. You have to put the fear of God into them that they will not be back at the trough. They won't be back in the swamp with their fancy offices, their expense accounts, their potential later employment as lobbyists, and that you will make sure they don't get reelected. It's the only thing that matters. If they're swamp creatures, it's the only thing they care about. First-time caller, regular listener. Fabulous. We love it. Stay on the line. Let's give Michelle a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get yours, if you don't have one, at sebgorka.com and lots of other great stuff at sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Likewise, if you've done okay, if you're weathering the storm of COVID, will you please make shows like this possible by supporting Mike Lindell? He needs your support more than ever. 24 corporations are boycotting his products. Yes, boycotting. Why? Because he's a patriot like you. Because they hate him because he's a truth teller. They want to destroy MyPillow. Well, send them a message. Go to MyPillow.com directly and order one of his more than 100 incredible products. Because you're a listener to this show, if you use my name, Mike is going to give you more than up to 60% off. Call them today. Send a message to the cancel fascists on the left. The number for my pillow, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Or just go to mypillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. Support Mike. Send the left a message. Violent crime is on the rise. Demonstrators burning down buildings, looting businesses, and threatening people's lives. Criminals get a get-out-of-jail-free card because of COVID, and they're talking about defunding the police. It's no wonder people are purchasing guns like never before. The need to be prepared for you and your family's safety and security has never been greater. That's where U.S. Law Shield comes in. They keep their members informed about ever-changing state and federal gun laws, and as a member, you'll learn how you can lawfully defend yourself and your family. For just $10.95 per month, get immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline, and you won't pay a penny in attorney's fees if a nightmare self-defense scenario ever happens to you. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, you are wonderful, and we appreciate you.
America First. Magnificent.
Thank you, Kanye. Thank you to our listeners. Joe Biden wants to ban ghost guns. It's an 80%er. He can't even get the phrase right. I know what an 80%er is. Oh, my gosh. We're going to discuss all of that tomorrow, Second Amendment Friday. But you've got to hear what he said. But first things first, Mike Lindell's got a new movie. Check it out. It's called Church People. It's a comedy starring Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone, with a little cameo appearance by Mike himself. It's about a youth pastor who gets in trouble with his elders who want to do something potentially blasphemous over the Easter season. Check out Church People at salemnow.com, where you can stream it. Get extra discounts by using my name, G-O-R-K-A. It's Mike Lindell's new movie, Church People. At salemnow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. So we're going to do a little quiz here. Who's the stupidest person in politics or the media? It's tough, because here are the finalists. You've got Fredo. This is so funny. I think Mr. G will appreciate this. When I'm writing my emails to Mr. G in the morning, responding to what stories are going to hit, I'm using my phone to write the emails. As soon as I start putting in the name of Cuomo, it actually correctly finishes the spell check to Fredo. I put F-R-E, and it finishes. Fredo! So my phone knows who Fredo Cuomo is. I thought you'd appreciate it. I got him to smile. Mr. G smiled. Is it Don Lemon? Is he the biggest cretin? Is it Fredo? Or is it the president of the United States? Well, here you go. Let's go to Cut 5. Play cut.
Well, I spoke to some folks who said that there were weapons recovered. And by the way, a lot of the people, do you really know if there were? And they're saying armed, what they mean by armed is guns. That's not necessarily what armed means.
Yeah, like you can't whoop somebody's ass
with a flag
without a gun.
Or with bear spray.
Yeah.
Or with pepper spray. Or with a bicycle gate. Or with a fire extinguisher. Come on, people.
Is there any comment necessary? I think not. Just play the next cut. Cut 6. It gets worse.
I don't know if it's long-lasting.
We've never seen anybody do anything worse in terms of fomenting political discord in this country.
Yeah.
We've never covered anything like that because nobody's ever done anything that even approached it, let alone incited it. And I have to say, be careful, because once again, the fringe right will win the messaging war. They will get more of their people to believe that January 6th didn't happen because the left doesn't talk about it.
I know you're still kind of smarting from that. We've never seen anything worse than January the 6th in terms of fomenting violence and political discord. Because we've never had a civil war. Right, Fredo? We've never seen 600,000 Americans kill each other over political differences. It did not in this country, correct? Or maybe that's just too old for you. How about when was it? Oh yes, last year, the BLM Antifa riots. 40 people killed. $3 billion worth of damage done to this nation. No, but January the 6th, never seen anything like that. But is he the biggest cretin? Here's the finalist that we have to listen to last. He happens to be called the president. And he's talking about guns and gun laws in America. Sleepy Creepy, play cut 11.
Most people don't know. You walk into a store and you buy a gun, you have a background check. But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want and no background check.
Oh my gosh, I've been going to the wrong gun shows. You can buy whatever you want? Really? I want that fully automatic M2. I want that Marduce. I want that 50 cal. I've only got a Barrett semi-auto. I want the full auto one. I want an Abrams tank. Can I have an Abrams tank, please? Or an RPG. I'll settle for a Law, one of the disposable ones, the rocket Law. You cretin! You go through a federal firearms background check at a gun show! Unless you're selling to a resident of the same state who proves that they're a resident of the same state. Okay, that's your choice. Sleepy Creepy, Don Lemon, or Fredo. Text me with your answers. 703-869-1262. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency. And just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
I'm often asked, who can I trust? What are the reliable sources? And one of the most popular things we have ever written here on the webpage, sebgorka.com, which is our show page, is the 14 most reliable sites where you can get trusted information. And right there, amongst the 14 heavy hit and reliable sources of information, is justthenews.com, created by regular guest on the show, John Solomon. And that is why we are so delighted to have with us Just the News' chief national security correspondent, Susan Katz Keating. Susan, welcome back to America First.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me on.
So we are just about to post your piece on our Twitter and Facebook pages again, entitled Retired Lieutenant General Honoré Calls BS on Capitol Police Rioters in Latest Commentaries. Share with us why this is important. Who is General Honoré, and why was what he says important?
Well, General Honoré is a retired three-star Army general, and he, you know, he became famous after Katrina, during the Katrina cleanup, and now he was hired or asked by Nancy Pelosi to do a review of the breach on the on January 6th. And now he's kind of doing a tour of going on, you know, various places talking and giving his views on different issues regarding security.
And what kind of things have the individual who's supposed to get to the bottom of what really happened in what has been called by the legacy media an insurrection, despite the fact that it would be the first insurrection in human history where no weapons were brought to the insurrection? What kind of track record does is this a an apolitical person who has been neutral in the past?
No, absolutely not. He is a very outspoken about his political beliefs. And let's just say he's not sympathetic toward anybody on the center or the right. He's quite on the left, and he's very outspoken, and his language is quite soundbitey, shall we say.
Right. Let me just, for those who aren't familiar with this individual who now has been tapped by Nancy Pelosi, he tweeted a tweet about Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley. I can't read it all out, given the broadcasting regulations we have in America. All I can say is, quote, this little piece of S with his Yale law degree should be run out of D.C. and disbarred ASAP. That's from retired General Honoré, who is investigating the events of January 6th. Having somebody who thinks that an elected senator should be run out of D.C., what does that betoken for the future of this investigation as somebody who's had a national security beat for quite a while?
Well, I think that he just is not reliable. And he recently concluded this investigation. And, you know, I've watched him give some of his talks. I can't make sense of what he's saying. He meanders off topic. And he usually devolves into some sort of insult against someone. I mean, did you see what he wrote about Lauren Boebert?
No, please share with us. So this is Congresswoman Boebert, one of the new intake in Congress, very much in the MAGA and Trump mold. What did retired General Honoré say about her?
Well, again, I cannot read the entire quote because of, as you said, broadcast regulations. But he tweeted, put her stupid A on the no-fly list. And that tweet is still on his site. He's still on his Twitter feed.
So if you add to that, if you add to the fact that this is the person who'll be in charge of the investigation, to the latest revelations just today, finally, it is remarkable. These are events that happened in January. It is April now, and it took until today for the coroner's report to be issued on those who died on January the 6th. To this day, we don't know what happened to Brian Sicknick, but we do know that the others that died, two of them died of heart attacks. These are individuals who were part of the protest. Another person died of a meth overdose. And then the third person was deemed a homicide. Who was that individual? It was, of course, Ashley Babbitt, the Air Force veteran of 14 years, who was shot by one of the undercover police officers in Congress and bled out right there in front of the cameras. Given what we know already, what kind of findings could there be? The argument that this was an insurrection seems to be losing. But does that matter, Susan Keating, given the politicized atmosphere we now live in?
No, I don't see how it can be called an insurrection. It's just not one. They had no goals, no organized leadership. It was focused on one place. It didn't go very far. It was, it was an event. It was, obviously shocking to those of us who watched it unfold, but it was not an insurrection. And, for someone like Honoré, who's a partisan, to be in charge of the commission investigating this just leads me to think, well, there's just, the answers still are not clear, the ones that he's giving. And he went up against the Capitol Police. He contradicted the union chief, who actually said that they were, the Capitol Police needed help, but, they needed help. And Honoré said that was BS also.
Yeah. Read the article. Retired Lieutenant General Honoré calls BS on Capitol Police rioters in latest commentaries from our guest, Susan Katz Keating. Follow her at SKatzKeating on Twitter. And also don't forget to bookmark justthenews.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We live in an America where two girls can murder a Pakistani legal immigrant and walk scot-free without having to serve prison time. As there are individuals now, as this show is broadcast, who did nothing, killed nobody, but went to Congress on January the 6th and are still in prison waiting to be charged and to be tried. There is something wrong with our judicial system. It's time for us to speak up more than ever. Thank you, Susan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it's real. It works. It's 100% drug-free, and tens of thousands of Americans are getting daily relief from this remarkable product brought to you by the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, who I am so very, very grateful to. But it's not just me. It's also Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear her? Pain-free. That could be you. And there's only one way to find out, and it's so incredibly easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the three-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them today. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
Do you need a reality check? We always need a reality check, don't we? We can get mired in, we can get lost in the negative media, the wilderness of mirrors that is the fake news, the propaganda that is pushed at us every single day. Well, here's an antidote. Every Sunday, starting this Sunday, you can tune into my new show. It's called The Gorka Reality Checks on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Eastern, repeated at 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to give you the backstories to the news they don't want you to know. We're going to go deep dive onto the threat that the left in its new radicalized form represents. And then, most important of all, I'm going to give you my prescription, Dr. G's prescription, for how we're going to win. Because we are going to win. It is that simple. Even when they quote-unquote win an election, it's okay. They are perennial losers. Just look at the last less than 100 days of Biden. He's created a catastrophe for himself, not just with the border, but with every insane executive order, every bill that is passed that we don't stop in the House or the Senate. He's bleeding support. There's no way that the average American doesn't eventually realize that this is a man who's out of his depth or controlled by the radicals. And the deeper message is a simple one. It's irrespective of who holds the mantle of the chief executive, whether it's sleepy creepy or whether it's cackling Kamala, it doesn't matter. Because things have changed. This isn't the Democrat Party of Kennedy or even Clinton. This is a party. This is an elite fueled by hatred. Ironically, hatred of not only America and our founding principles, but hatred of themselves. Deep-seated, psychologically burdensome self-hatred. And that is why we eventually will always win. Because we don't hate ourselves. We don't hate this land. And we aren't fueled by hatred. Our fuel is love. Love of all things good. Love of all things sacred. Love of all things American. And guess what? Those who are fueled by love, we always win. So have faith. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And my friend, stay frosty.